If you were walking in the Grove this weekend, somewhere between Wetzel's Pretzels and the Nordstrom, you might have seen a far-off vista that looked like a 3D mirage. It was a 20-foot mural, simulating a heart-stopping fall into the Grand Canyon. People like Heather, a graphic designer from Virginia, took turns standing in it and taking pictures.
The pose, I'm just so cliche, kind of leaned over, mouth wide, acted like I was scared.
The inventor of this 3D art technique is Kurt Wenner. He was hired by Smithsonian Channel to recreate the landmark for their new show, Aerial America. That sponsorship is visible on top of the mural, with blocky letters and a yellow hashtag. Wenner says that interest in his murals is nothing new, but using them for advertising is still relatively unexplored.
There's nothing in this place that couldn't benefit from work like that, where people could pose in it and become part of it and, you know, take each other's photos and, you know, put it on the social media. There's almost nowhere where it cannot be applied.
It's an evil genius kind of advertising.
By nature of their interaction, they are part of the subject of the art. People don't seem to lose interest very easily when either themselves or their friends are part of what's going on.
In fact, it's really the 2D pictures people take that make the 3D illusions seem, well, realistic.
I was skeptical. I kind of walked by because I didn't think it didn't look like it. And then in the picture, it looks ridiculous. We're cropping it right now to send it on Facebook.
The fact that the painting looks somewhat less impressive in real life is, ironically, something you'd have to see for yourself to find out. Andy Vassoyan, Annenberg Radio News.